anytime I come into the game, whether it be for, you know, a short amount of time, I always want to make a positive impact on the team because, you know, I'm always about winning. And, you know, I always try to be a pest. That's what he always tells me, be a pest on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, that's what I come in and try to do. And I let the offense take care of itself. And I just trust my work and, you know, continue to stay aggressive. And, yeah, so just, yeah, it was, you know, it's something that I know I can do and I know I can bring to this team and I can provide for the rest of the season.
And, you know, take me through the mindset, too, because obviously every player wants to start. They want to play as many minutes as they can. And, you know, I'm sure you come from a background where you're used to playing a lot. But now maybe at least for the moment you have to accept a role that, you know, you're coming off the bench. And kind of take me through how that adjustment has been for you for the moment.
Yeah, it's actually been a pretty smooth adjustment because my high school team, you know, Brewster Academy, which is where I went to for my junior and senior year, you know, we had utmost talented guys that I've ever played with. And, you know, I was coming off the bench my junior year and, you know, I kind of got used to, you know, playing with great players. And these guys that I'm playing with are tremendous and they're unbelievable. And, you know, they're great guys, great players, great dudes all around. And, you know, it's been a smooth transition. And I always want to help the team and, you know what I'm saying, help. You know, if we all win, you know, each individual gets a win too. So
you knocked down some big shots too. How much pride do you take in the idea that you can provide some of that kind of instant offense off the bench?
Oh yeah, I take tremendous pride in it. I mean, I put in a lot of work in the off season, you know, just working on my shot and just working on my overall game. So I have a lot of confidence in myself and I'll keep that confidence, you know, whoever we play. And, you know, I take great pride in that.
So it's a quick turnaround. You play Tuesday, come right back Thursday, Kansas City. How quickly is the scouting report do you have to learn? And what do you know about Kansas City?
We don't know much right now. We actually have, you know, practice here in a little bit. And, you know, we're going to spend a lot of time breaking down film and, you know, just getting prepared to get another win. And, you know, I'm sure they're a great team. But, you know, we're trying to get a win. So I know we're going to all be locked in, be focused from the jump. Yeah, it's a quick turnaround, and, you know, the dudes got to get their bodies right, their mental right. But we're going to be great, and it's going to be good.
Yeah, and how much of it, too, is mostly about what you guys are doing just to try to continue to improve? You know, yes, Kansas City's coming to town, but, you know, you guys got things to work on and just continue to worry about yourselves?
Oh, yeah. We know that there's another level we can go to, and, you know, Well, the good thing about this team is that we're never satisfied. We're not satisfied being 5-0. You know, we want to continue to push that and continue to get better at the things that we're struggling on. You know, whether that be, you know, defensive rebounding or, you know, helping the helper, like just all the kinds of things that, you know, that we need to improve on. We're going to be working on it and we're going to be better.